4 states in the nation, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, use the designation Commonwealth to define themselves. The distinction doesn't mean they're any different or enjoy any advantages over the other 46 states. It simply means they've adopted the British term for providing for the common good or the Commonwealth of its citizens. The term was coined by 16th century English philosopher Thomas Hobbes, considered one of the founders of modern political theory. Given that Pennsylvania ranks as the worst state in educational inequality and among the worst in income inequality for African Americans and women, is the Commonwealth living up to its promise to provide for the good of all of its citizens?
I think we've established programs and policies that would advance the common good.
Christine Flowers is an immigration lawyer and opinion columnist. She says that aspirationally, Pennsylvania puts forth its best effort, but practically, there have been disappointments.
All you have to do is look around and Google trials in Pennsylvania, corruption trials in Pennsylvania. We have been let down by our politicians, our representatives, the people in whom we entrusted our welfare, our commonwealth.
Philadelphia Councilwoman at Large Helen Gim sees education as one of the most glaring disparities in providing for the commonwealth of all Pennsylvanians.
And a commonwealth like Pennsylvania, which is the worst in the nation when it comes to the funding gap between the poor school districts and the wealthiest school districts, or when we see our young people graduate from college with some of the highest debt loads in the nation, we have to ask ourselves whether we are truly committed to that vision.
Gim says Pennsylvania is not living up to its name because it is not providing support for all of its citizens.
We're talking about what it means to care for our most vulnerable, for our youth who are experiencing homeless, for our mentally ill and those suffering from addiction. We're talking about supporting tenants who face eviction or immigrants facing deportation, that these are very important aspects of what it means to be part of an inclusive community.
Despite the challenges, Flowers is hopeful that all citizens will receive the common wealth that is their right.
I'm an optimist. I'm a cockeyed optimist. And I do believe that Pennsylvania, among all of the states and among the 4 commonwealths, really does have its eye on the prize being the future.
Annette John Hall, Keystone Crossroads. The term was coined by 16th century English philosopher Thomas Hobbes, considered one of the founders of modern political theory. Given that Pennsylvania ranks as the worst state in educational inequality and among the worst in income inequality for African Americans and women, is the Commonwealth living up to its promise to provide
We have programs for the homeless. We have programs for children. We have this idea that we want to improve our public schools because public schools are the great leveler. You don't need money to send your child to school. You have the right to an education. So in theory, aspirationally, we do live up to it because we are the children of William Penn, who came here because he wanted to give a better life to those who worshipped differently and who wanted to be free of the yoke of the crown. Practically, absolutely not. And all you have to do is look around and Google trials in Pennsylvania, corruption trials in Pennsylvania. We have been let down by our politicians, our representatives, the people in whom we entrusted our welfare, our commonwealth, our futures and our children's futures. I look to the famous, notorious trials recently of Kathleen Kane, who had so much promise as the first female attorney general. Our representatives, the people in whom we entrusted our welfare, our commonwealth, our futures and our children's futures. I look to the famous, notorious trials recently of Kathleen Kane, who had so much promise as the first female attorney general in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. She came in promising to do good, to get rid of the so-called old boy system, which would have been a representative of the way that things were done in the past, in the smoky back rooms. And yet,